travel of the ages, miss the pomp and toil of war. Have I fought and strove and perished countless times upon the star, in the forms of many peoples, in all panoplies of time? Have I seen the luring vision of the victory made sublime? I have battled for fresh mammoth, I have warred for pastures new, I have listened to the whispers when the racetrack instinct grew. I've known the call to battle in each changeless changing shape, from the high soul voice of conscience to the beastly lust for rape. I have sinned and I have suffered, played the hero and the knave, fought for belly, shame, or country, and for each have found a grave. I cannot name my battles, for the visions are not clear, yet I see the twisted faces, and I feel the rending spear. And perhaps I stabbed our Savior in his sacred helpless side, yet I've called his name in blessing when and after times I died. In the dimness of the shadows where we hairy heathens warred, I can taste and thought the lifeblood we used teeth before the sword. While in later, clearer vision, I can sense the coppery sweat, feel the pikes grow wet and slippery when our phalanx Cyrus met. Hear the rattle on the harness where the Persian darts bounce clear. See their chariots wheel in panic from the hoplite's leveled spear. See the gold grow monthly longer, reaching for the walls of Tyre. Hear the crash of tons of granite, smell the quenchless eastern fire. Still more clearly as a Roman can I see the legion close, as our third rank moved in forward and the short sword found our foes. Once again I feel the anguish of that blistering treeless plain, when the Parthians showered death bolts and our discipline was vain. I remember all the suffering of those arrows in my neck, yet I stabbed a grinning savage as I died upon my back. Once again I smell the heat sparks when my Flemish plate gave way, and the lance whipped through my entrails as on Cressy's field I lay. In the windless blinding stillness of the glittering tropic sea, I can see the bubbles rising where we set the captives free. Midst the spume of half a tempest, I have heard the bulwarks go, when the crashing point-blank round shot sends destruction to our foe. I fought with gun and cutlass on the red and slippery deck, with all hell aflame within me and a rope around my neck. And still later, as a general, have I galloped with Murat, when we laughed at death and numbers, trusting in the Emperor's star, till at last our star had faded, and we shouted to our doom, where the sunken road of Owain closed us in his quivering gloom. So, but now, with tanks a clatter, have I waddled on the foe, belching death at 20 paces by the star shell's ghastly glow. So, as through a glass and darkly, the age-long strife I see, where I fought in many guises, many names, but always me. And I see not in my blindness what the objects were I wrought, but as God rules o'er our bickerings, it was through his will I fought. So forever in the future shall I battle as of yore, dying to be born a fighter, but to die again once more.